And so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally verse by verse every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
In my spirit, don't be intimidated by people's spirit that come around and won't greet you, or you know, at work they want to try to flex on you. Amen. You know, they see you and you're a peon, you know. Amen. I'm intimidated by that foolishness.
Amen. Amen.
Tell them good morning.
Amen.
And they don't answer, tell them good morning the next day. They don't answer. Tell them good morning the next day. They don't answer them, good morning, knucklehead. see what they answer to then. Look at somebody, tell them, don't be intimidated.
Don't be intimidated. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes people will try to intimidate or control you by not saying stuff. If you don't know who you are and who you belong to,
Amen.
You can be moved. Wondering what's going on. They about to fire me. What's happening? You know? No. Forget that foolishness. God's in control of that. Whatever their intentions are, God is above their intentions. You walk upright and walk before God, you have to be afraid of anybody or anything. Somebody say, nobody.
Nothing.
Why? You're a child of God. He's ordered your steps. Amen. But we must learn that there are times to be silent.
Amen.
It's hard for many people when they're being falsely accused or when you're right.
Amen. Amen.
It's easy. Some people, it's easy for them to be quiet when they're wrong. Right, they get on off the scene. How about when you're right? When you write as rain, but they're making a fuss over it, disrespecting you, trying to paint a bad picture, but can you keep silent then?
Amen. Amen.
See, Jesus, when he was reviled,
Amen.
Word of God says he didn't revile back.
Amen.
When they condemned him, he didn't say anything. He committed himself to him that judges righteously. Can you keep silent when it's time to keep silent? Now I got to give them a piece of my mind. See, you just lost a piece of it. Now you're missing a piece. Child, I ain't been feeling right since yesterday. Because you lost a piece of your mind. Huh? Tell me I'm right. I know a lot of you, we got to get better with this, where you quick to defend yourself.
Amen, amen, amen.
Bible says to be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not exercise the righteousness of God.
Amen, amen.
God is not in that. He's not into you defending yourself all the time.
Amen, amen.
Tell somebody, you got to learn to take some stuff.
Amen.
Listen, they can talk about your reputation, but they can't touch your character. In the end, the character will show up, and your enemies will be made ashamed. But the devil, if you don't know when to speak and when not to speak, he'll draw you into something that you can't get out of.
Amen.
You'll be wishing, oh man, I shouldn't have said nothing.
Amen. Amen.
And guess what? Yes, it's painful for a while.
Yes, Lord.
Your pride is hurt.
Amen.
I should have said. I was saying just last week how there are times you probably experienced it too where the Lord will cause you ain't a dummy, but a dumbness to come
Amen.
On you.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody saying some stuff and Amen. You're like, you know, the hair on the neck, the ears of the Doberman, you know, you ready to pounce, but you can't think of nothing. Like God done tied your tongue. And then when you walk away, then it comes to you. Let me go back here. God was saving you. Then you start to learn, oh, the times I need to keep silent. Even in the face of this stuff. See, you don't understand. See, sometimes God is after that person.
Amen.
And they have to cross a boundary. And you happen to be there. And you may not think God using you, but God is using you.
Amen.
Yeah. He want to get to that person. But you need somebody to take something.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's key.
Somebody to carry a burden for a while.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You'd be amazed. I have a brother who did that. He was the gangster that I always talk about. He was a gangster growing up, and he ran with this one guy, and they were gangsters together. South and the west side of Chicago. Anybody know Chicago? The west side. Where you can't get insurance on a car in certain places because every night it's broke into. They were gangsters there. My brother got saved, and the guy that was a gangster with him didn't get saved, but they worked at the same place. So he said, oh, I'm gonna test this. See, he talk about he got some religion now. He in church. This devil, they were both devils. Time in front of the whole crew out there. It was called Harrington and King, because I worked there with them for a little while. The whole crew was out there, and it was lunchtime, and my brother drove up on the forklift and got off, and Brother Johnson came over to him, and right in front of everybody, started talking down on him. I ain't going to repeat what he said. It was gangster talk. Embarrassed him, pushed him. I knew my brother now.
Amen.
It didn't take a push.
Amen.
For them demons to get up on him.
Amen.
But he didn't budge. He stood true, held his peace. He said, y'all don't understand, man. This thing is for real.
Amen.
You know what? Out of that whole crew, there may have been 15, 20 people. The majority of them got born again.
Amen.
Over time. Brother Johnson became his running buddy in the church. Oh yeah. Why? Somebody knew when to be silent. And see, he was saved, but not all the way. You know, he wasn't all the way there yet. See, some of us ain't all the way there yet. So sometimes you need to go back and apologize. Tell somebody it's a time to speak. And a time for you to be quiet. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. We're going to run into a few verses, and I won't be too long here. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Somebody say, Jesus is our high priest. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Jesus is the high priest of our profession. Or that word, the same word is confession. Confession is not just you confessing to a crime or, you know, confessing a sin. No, it's the profession that comes out of your mouth. He's the high priest. Now, this is new covenant. We know the high priest was of the old covenant, but Jesus is the high priest in the new covenant of our profession, of what we say. The high priest in the old covenant received offerings from people, but the offerings had to be a certain standard. Amen. You couldn't bring an old diseased lamb. Amen. Or one-eyed something, you know, or something didn't have a leg on it and offer it. No, you had to bring the best. Amen. Amen? In order for the high priest to offer that up to God for atonement. That's an interesting word. Let me just inject this here. Atonement. They had to bring the best for atonement. The tone.
Amen. Amen.
The frequency.
Amen.
The sound to be established.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes the sound is not established because you're not giving the best.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You half-hearted, lukewarm.
Amen.
Laodicean.
Amen.
Part-time in God. But yet you want the best from God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The high priest, you could only offer the best.
Amen.
How many know God is worthy of our best?
Amen.
Say amen, lights. I said, how many know God is worthy of only your best?
Amen.
The best of your time.
Yes.
The best of your money.
Yes.
The best of your service.
Yes.
But how many are guilty of not giving him the best?
Amen.
Throwing him a crumb.
Amen. Amen.
Throwing him a token. But yet we want the best from God. Always running late with God. But yet want God on time all the time. Lord, I need you by tomorrow this time. It's true. Look at somebody and tell them, thank God for grace.
Thank God for grace.
See, God is not like man. He ain't going to put you in jail over that. He's going to give you more grace. He'll work with you right where you are. Tell somebody,
let him work.
He'll work with you till your mind gets renewed. See, I'm so glad God didn't give up on me. Even when people gave up. Anybody had people give up on you?
Amen.
Just kind of, they ghost you.
Amen.
Ain't no hope for that sister. Ain't no hope for that brother. But then all of a sudden, here you come.
Amen.
God didn't give up on you.
Amen.
Amen. He accelerated something and did a quick work in you. Now they see you at the reunion. Is that sister so-and-so? Boy, she looking good. They thought you was about to die. Tell somebody, but God. Sometimes we want to give the best to our children. That's a good thing. But don't sacrifice that. Or don't sacrifice doing the best for God and put the children in his place. Or the wife. Or the husband. Or the money. Or the company.
Amen.
Or the business.
Amen.
You keep it in proper perspective.
Yes,
and you will always be blessed.
Amen.
There'll be a river that will never run dry.
Amen.
But you got to keep it in perspective. When money starts to increase.
Amen.
Exponentially increase. To where you got more money than you ever thought you would see in your life. God still wants to hold you accountable. Why? It's not that God needs it. He don't need it.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.